Okay, the next thing is state of Bitrage. So what happened since 2018? Much. This is the Chronicles of 2018 extended. Actually, it's what I showed already last year. So we quickly go to the next one. So after the conference, Click Go for Client reached version 1.0. Thank you, Zolan. Thank you for your work. It's really good. It works. There were not many changes required in after that. And in November, the Trust Management System reached version 1. It's a system to manage many servers. I think there's already one big active user, Parasite, and many more who didn't actively talk about it. Thank you very much, Solen. Then in December, I uploaded Thing Launch and Thing Menu. Those are simple X11 menus for executing commands or for touch interfaces. It's really simple. Just check it out, try it out. It's really easy. There's an example script inside. And in December, we got new channels like Bitrage NL for the Dutch people. Evil Bob, this is your channel. Waffle channel. And then Bitrage Lawn. I will tell you what this is about, because this is a good status channel. So, what happened in 2019? We had a meeting at Fosdem. It was really, really funny. Yes, thank you for everyone coming. We had much fun about the Debian people. And then in April... Oh, Solen, you can't find the radio link. Solen, come on. Ah, now you found it. Yes, everyone has to listen. Solen, are you connected now? I gave you many thanks for Drist. No, she's not connected, she's saying on IRC. So, then we had the D1 conf. Oh, now it's getting bright. Can you still see it? Oh, then we had the D1 conference. It's a DevOn conference done by Parasite, and I think the company behind them. And you would have free entrance if you would be a Bitrage member, so become a Bitrage member by contributing. That's how you do it. And there will be a connection to this point at the end of the conference. Be surprised. Then in July, we had a new sub tool. It's like Sudo, but simpler. And in July, I also created EO Media. I will have a big talk about it tomorrow. And Evil Bob created the Gopher Validator, which we'll use in the future too. It's for validating Gopher all over Gopher space. So, current status of Bitrage, we have 10 members. The council is 5 people. We always keep 5 people, so there's no drawn decisions. Actually, no changes happened. We are happy. All the people do their work. If anyone wants to apply, please send patches, because this is the way how you become a Bitrage member. Not by just talking on IRC. You send patches and qualify yourself. That's the only way how you get a member. Go for launch statistics. So we have now 160 curated links, all working, up from 128. This is the reason why we have this new Bitrage Lawn IRC channel. It sends every day if there's some link down, really down, and then we fix it. There are moderators who keep the lawn clean. So don't get off my lawn, use our lawn. Thank you all. There's also now a search. Thank you, Catalos. You contributed it. Everyone can contribute links, because the new Gopher crawler will use the Gopher lawn as its base. It's starting from there. So if you're in the lawn, you're in the index for the search. Anna is 1 year older, our lovely IRC bot. See Anna, the Anna talk for more. So the flock system, it has been used by more people, more members, like Parasite used it, Bob used it, Solen used it. So it's getting more popular. Here's still a repetition of how you can post something on this. No, we don't get... Stupid sun is keeping people from seeing the slides. No, there's no other way. We need some fat person standing to the windows, maybe. No, it doesn't work. Maybe... wait. Tricky 28. I did a trick. I inverted the whole color, so now people see what's actually represented. The scripts for the flogging system are in the bin dir, you know. And if you find something not clear enough, or easier to fix to this for this description for new people, please tell me so I can write tutorials. Because I'm just using it and I'm blind to new people because I don't have to relearn it. Then the Gopher Onion initiative, it's growing. More people are using it. We have more Onion links. So keep on spreading the word because this is the easiest way. Gopher on Tor, it gives you anonymity, it gives you security, it gives you encryption. The metadata is controlled, unlike the web. The web has all everywhere metadata. It's the thing how they get all the whistleblowers, even over Tor, because every web session has so many ways of tracking. But Gopher, it's all controlled. That's why this is really the future of this. So it's more mix out of Gopher and Tor in the end. Gopher for fast access, because most stuff does not need to be encrypted on Gopher. And for Tor, it's real hidden service for spreading information which some people do not like to be spread on the internet. Because there are still people knowing the power of information. Then we had a Botrush meeting. Did you know that Debian is a dictatorship which is censoring opinions? Yes, we tried to give them some Debian stickers and they refused them. Yeah, but Debian is Debian, just with a different inner daemon. So there's censorship. And Jeremil, maybe he will hold a presentation. He's also in the con channel. Just notice his name. You will need him for .g too. And we had really much fun. Yes, making fun of the hipsters, of people pretending to be JavaScript. I still have the JavaScript wizard sticker. So maintenance of GopherProject.org, it's slowly progressing, like with the EUMIDI. It should be, like last year, a center for accessing Gopher space and find information all for Gopher and extending it. So, and the Success Reconquista, we actually have been taking it over. It has been taken over. Some remainders still live in a small biotope. Thank you, Evil Bob, for your whole work. Thank you very much. So Gopher tutorials, yeah, this is alpha stage, still alpha stage. It's actually a combination of the Gopher project and writing information material. So if anyone, so the task from last year was that you go into Gopher space, find some topic and write a text how you got there, and then we publish it. That's actually the ideal way, and then everyone fixes it, so it's for newcomers. Maybe someone finds some time to help me there. Yes, same faces like last year, look into my eyes. Then the Bitrage website. Actually, in one wiki, we've got an official rating of very funny of our website. I think it's on the Gentoo wiki, where they say, this is the Gopher hole, but the website is more funny. And the website has been optimized to be more web compatible, because it's on the web. Just run this command and you will see why. And send us cake recipes. We have no cookies. New projects. There's the Gopher Validator. As already said, it's for validating the Gopher holes. We want to find this common standard everyone is talking about. But still, we didn't have so much hobby time to actually make it work. Then Thing Menu and Thing Launch, as I told you. Just try it out. It's really simple. It just shows you. I can show to the people here in the room. How easy it is. Let's see where my mouse is. Here. Look this. I know you now only see it. See it on my screen. No, it's like from Chrome some simple command line which just executes a command and it's the same. It's just one line of text and then you execute something. Then sub for the sudo replacement and the Gopher crawler. Project work. Drist has Solene has added much work on Drist. Actually, she should hold a presentation on it, and I guess Parasite is also talking about Drist, so I won't talk more into it. Read alert, more maintenance work, which simply works. It's just like a status monitor. I think there's not much to change. Then DDAP of stateless. DDAP is deduplication for block devices, for files, for everything. It's simpler than the stuff, for example, Mr. Petering did. I think it even supports links, hard links. Then Zack, there was more by Quink, it was small changes. Then of course Anna, memes and features, but wait for the presentation and many small changes. Then Staggered Gopher. So here is a nice meme. So this is the remote execution CVEs of GitLab of last year. And this is a minor bug of Staggered. It was just some, not of Staggered Gopher, it was of Staggered HTML, because you could put marquee or JavaScript into a name and then it would be executed by the client. So there's no checking there. Yes, but it's counted as a bug and it was fixed. So you can run JavaScript. Actually, it's a web bug. It's a basic web bug which should be fixed in the web. Okay, so Len is saying then read alert, she changed the output to make it more consumable to consumer products. So maybe it's now corporate ready. And the thing is, GitLab has remote execution host because it executes remote scripts. And Staggered has no remote execution host because it does not execute remote scripts. It's easy. That's just the design principle. How you avoid problems in the future. Simple. A simple example of how you can avoid big problems. So, GeoMidi, there was much development, but look at the Git log. We fixed things. We sped things up. It's really faster. It's more optimized. It has three new versions since last year. Just look at it up, or just run it. Then the Bitrush game room. We have two new games, the Safe Space Invaders and Greed. Safe Space Invaders is just a new theme for Space Invaders. Everybody like the name. And Greed, it's a game where you erase screen numbers. The rules are actually written when you start it. So council changes. Well, there were not many meetings. We only had to vote on Zup being an official project. All council members voted for it, so it was good. And since Bedrage is working, we just talk, and if there's any problems, we just resolve them. There was no reason to vote on this in the council. So if anyone wants to apply, to repeat it, you apply to one council member, say, I want to be a member, and then we decide on it. And depending on how the opinion of the council members is, you get a member by majority vote. And you only get it if you actually actively contributed to projects or have some good contribution history. Because there were already people who tried to apply, but they actually didn't do anything for Bitrush. They just applied. So that's not a good reason or a good way to become a member. Then IRC. Bitrush EN is one of our most active channels. I think everyone is using it. And it keeps you away, the depression away during your lifetime. Especially in the evening when we post all our memes. Bitrush Corner is for the conference activity where we are now for the questions. And there's Bitrush Cooking. All kind of recipes we talk about. Well, depends who is active. Bitrush Radio for the playlist, and the SCM, it's for the development talk. We always discuss some patches there. So thank you to everyone for helping keeping Bitrush and making fun every day. Yes, a loud shout out to everyone, because that's what keeps Bitrush going. So any questions about Bitrush in the last year? Anyone? No? Nope. I will have to scroll down so I don't screw up the schedule. Okay, let's go to Cat Point Forever. But for this, I first go back to the ads because I have to locally convert my presentation and upload it using rsync.